And I would like to introduce our next speaker, which is Dr. Shigeaki Nomura, who is a special technical advisor at NASA, the National Space Development Agency of Japan. Dr. Nomura was between 87 till 94 director of the aerodynamic division of the National Aerospace Laboratory, where he dealt with HOPE and single stage to orbit space plane. He became deputy director general at NAL in 94, and 96 he moved to special technical advisor at NASA with responsibility for future space transportation systems R&D, the H2 project, the Japanese big launcher, and the HOPE project. Please, Dr. Nomura.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is my pleasure to be here to talk about the launcher cost reduction effort and the future plan in Japan, this title given by the organizer. So I'll talk about this. And please, next. At first, I'll give you some idea about what kind of space launcher we have in Japan. We have three rockets. H2 of NASA is the biggest one, 10-ton to LEO capability, and two-stage LOX LH2 rocket engines. And another small one, J1, it has the 1-ton capability to LEO, two-stage solid rockets. And the MU-5, this is the ISAS rocket, which had the 2-ton payload capability to LEO, three-stage solid rocket. And it is for purely astronautical science purpose. And for these three rockets, we have improvement or cost reduction program for all three rockets. So I'll show you and also I'll give you the interesting figure for that. At first, I'll show you our biggest program right now we have in Japan is to develop H2A rocket family. This is actually the evolved version of present H2 and form the family of rockets. This one is the standard type and has almost the same performance as present H2. And the first flight will be 2000. And this will give the core rocket for another augmented type. So just add one liquid rocket booster, we get the augmented type. So we have the 18-ton to LEO capability. And the first flight will be 2002. And in future, we'll have the further augmented type, addition another liquid rocket booster. So we'll get the 23-ton to LEO. And as you see, liquid rocket booster, LRB, has two engines. This engine is exactly the same as the main engine of the core rocket. So in this case, one rocket had five engines, same engines. So this kind of mass production of very expensive engine give us very good cost reduction performance. I'll show you how it works. This is the present H2 rocket is here. The cost, you can see in the billion yen unit. So divide by 120, you get the US dollar here. And against the capability to GTO, this is actually expensive comparing with the other rockets, existing one. And once we develop H2A standard type, this cost going down drastically, less than the half price, due to the mass production of very expensive engine and also the complete design simplification and simplify the launch operation. This kind of effort give us the drastic cost reduction. And also the standard type can be equipped with the small solid rocket booster, SSB, two set or four set. So this standard type has also some small family. And another augmented type, this one. This also very good cost performance. This is best one, I think. And the future one is also very good position comparing with the other existing or future ELV or so. So we will have the very nice rocket family in the beginning of next century. J-1 is a very small launcher. And I'll show you the cost. Very, very expensive. Tremendously high. Because of we developed very, very quickly to launch some hypersonic flight experiment vehicle. So we are now improving this using the advanced H2A's solid rocket booster, its first stage, but still it's costly. So now in-house study, we are doing the so-called, we named J-1 upgrade. This is the study result. And for this, we utilize the existing liquid rocket engine, such as the NK-33 for the first stage. And we are going to develop new liquid rocket engine, LOX methane, for the second stage. And we'll get the 3-ton to rail, and also the very nice cost for this small launcher. But this is not approved officially yet. But in near future, we want to develop this. Okay, next. As for the MU-5 of ISAS, they are going to improve their own way, very interesting way. Right now, they are going to improve this one. Second, only the second stage. And they replacing their motor case. Presently, they are using the maraging steel. So replace it with the filament winding composite motor case. And they get higher performance at the lower cost. Reduce the by one third. And next step, they will go to the upper stage and go to first stage. This is the method of stage by stage improvement of IGES. This is very interesting. And finally, they will get a very good cost performance for this. So these are our effort for the cost down of ELV. Next, please. So now I'll show you our effort for the reusable launch vehicle. This is the so-called HOPE. This is not fully reusable, partially reusable launch vehicle, but this is the experimental vehicle launched by augmented type H2A. Will be launched in 2003 fiscal year. This had the unmanned wing type vehicle landing horizontally, and the total weight will be 12 tons. May I have next? In the HOPE program, it costs about $1 billion. So we can put many things in this program. We already finished three precursor experiments. Orbital reentry experiment 94, hypersonic flight experiment, automatic landing experiment at Umela in Australia. We finished these, and we are now proposing another transonic flight demonstrator in 2001. And we will finish H2A 2002. Probably we finish flight test of HOPE 2004. So these kind of technology, once we get, we can move to the development of fully reusable launch vehicle in future. So we have several concept about fully reusable launch vehicle proposed by several organization in Japan. So I just show you the image of three RLB. This is the rocket type SSTO concept proposed by NASA. This has very good advantage for us. The most biggest advantage is this rational revolution of HOPE and H2A. Just looking at this configuration, it's very easy to understand what this means. And also the single stage to orbit. This will also very good advantage for us. It's not so easy for Japan to find out two places for, say, the landing place and the launching place, different place. It's not so easy. So hopefully, we won't have SSTO, and cylindrical body and engine can be used LE7 for H2A, and horizontal landing with wing type HOPE experience can be used. So we can use the step-by-step development methodology, which we have used to develop the previous our rockets. We have next. Another very interesting concept is small TSTO using the air breathing engine at the first stage. This engine is Atrex engine, air turbo ramjet engine. And the ISAS people designed very small first stage flying back booster and carrying the expendable or reusable rocket plane. And total weight is about 34 tons. The payload mass is as small as 500 kilograms or 200 kilograms. So usually to design the space launcher, to design small launcher is much difficult to design a heavier one. So this is very interesting concept. And we recognize that this kind of air breather type SSTO, so-called space plane, is the final target in Japan. This type is proposed by National Aerospace Laboratory, but the most important but difficult technological issue is to develop the combined cycle engine of scramjet and precooled or lace rocket engine. And they are now conducting the experimental work very hard about scramjet engine, but to develop this kind of future reusable transportation system is, I think, very far away. Next. So, in conclusion, we are doing many efforts for ELV and RLV, but still we need steady effort for further improvement and cost reduction for the expendable launch vehicle, I mean rockets. And in parallel, we need further investigation or further development or further flying tests for the RLB. Present target is rocket type, but the future target will be air breather type. And in any way, ELB or RLB, I think the international competition is very important to reduce the cost. And also the international cooperation is also very, very important, especially for reusable launch vehicle. Thank you.